为我们证道。
早上好。
Okay.
Good morning once again.
再一次向大家说早上好吗
？Okay, let us pray.
我们先一起来祷告。
Father of all creation, we bow our hearts before your mighty throne.
我们的天父上帝，我们谦卑自己的心，在你的宝座前。
You are God. There is none before you, and there is none after you.
你是神。没有人能和你相比。
You are sovereign over the furthest galaxy to the tiniest coronavirus.
你的权柄掌控着大到恢宏的宇宙，小到微细的冠状病毒。
Not a molecule or atom is outside of your sovereign control.
甚至没有一个原子分子不在你的权柄之下。
Give us wisdom and more importantly faith in you at this time.
求主赐下智慧，更重要的是赐下在主里的信心，在现在这个时刻。
May the hearts of your people be wise.
愿你的子民有智慧的心。
Take away any fear from us.
除去我们一切的恐惧。
Turn our eyes to you and help us to trust that you hold our present and our future.
让我们的眼目转向你，帮助我们确信我们都在你。大能的手中。
You promised us in Isaiah 41:10, you said, Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
你在以赛亚书41:10应许我们说，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在，不要惊慌，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用公义的右手扶持你。
In the name of our sovereign Savior,
奉我们作王掌权的救主的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
If the Lord willing, I plan for the next few months that we study a book in the Old Testament.
如果神允许的话，在下面一段时间里，我们会学旧约的一卷书。
We are going to look into a book which many people love.
我们会看一卷书，许多人都喜欢的书。
Christian love it, and even non-Christian love it.
甚至是非基督徒，不但基督徒都喜欢的一卷书。
It is the book of Psalms.
这就是诗篇这卷书。
The book of Psalms is unique in one aspect.
诗篇有一个很独特的特点。
It is a book which contains prayers and songs.
这部书卷里面包含着祷告和诗歌。
It contains prayer, praise, thanksgiving.And lamentation.
其中有祷告，有赞美，有感恩，还有哀伤。
It contains many prayers of many suffering people.
有许多在患难之中人的祷告。
Now, if you have read the book of Psalms, you will love this book because in this book you see yourself.
如果你读过诗篇的话，你一定会喜欢它，因为你在诗篇中可以看到你自己。
And you can identify with the emotion.With the joy and the sorrow of the writers,
你会感受作者的喜怒哀乐。
But we identify more with the sorrow, with the struggle, with the cry of suffering people.
但是你更会感受到那些在苦难之中的人的哀伤、挣扎、哭泣和对他们的那种痛苦感同身受。
More often, our ears.Perked up when we hear the sorrow of people.
很多的时候，我们对别人的忧伤比较注意倾听。
Our ears do not readily perk up when you hear others' good news.
当有人在炫耀岁月静好的时候，我们可能不那么注在意。
This is because we can identify with those who suffer much more than with those who are not.
这就是因为我们理解与那些轻微的伤感相比。那些真正的痛苦更能打动我们的心。
And the truth is this, in this life, life is full of difficulties, sorrow, burden, and challenges.
所以有一个真理，就是在我们的生命中，一生中总是充满了艰苦、忧虑、重担和挑战。
God, in His great love and mercy for His people, has included this book in His Bible.
因着神对他子民的极大的恩慈，他在圣经中加入了诗篇这卷书。
Psalms are given to us to guide us how to speak to God.
诗篇赐给我们的目的是让我们学习怎么样向神来讲话。
In what manners we can speak to Him.
我们用什么样的方式和神说话。
In times when things are well, but more so in times when things are difficult.
在一切顺利的时候，还是在遭遇困难的时候。
Someone said this, in the Bible, God speaks to us in all the books of the Bible, but in the book of Psalms, God speaks for us.
一句话是这样说的，他说在圣经中，其他的书卷都是在教我们怎么向，都是神在向我们说话，而唯有诗篇是神在替我们或者是为我们说话。
You see again and again that many of the Psalms were written by the writers who were going through time of deep sorrow, disappointment, fear, discouragement, and depression.
你会不断地看到在许多的诗篇里边，作者都在人生中有深深的伤痛、绝望、恐惧还有消沉这方面的经历。
In the Old Testament times, the Psalms were written to be shared in the public meeting in the temple worship.
旧约时代写诗篇的目的是要在公开聚会的时候或者是在圣殿中敬拜的时候来分享、来诵读。
So the writers share their joy and their sorrow.
作者分享他们的喜乐、分享他们的忧伤。
And by sharing, they encourage those who are going through the same things in their lives.
同时在分享中，他也激励那些在生命中有相同经历的人们。
I'm going to ask you this.
想请问大家，
Have you ever been unhappy?
你有过不高兴的时候吗？
Have you ever felt that your faith is dry?
你感到信心在枯竭吗？
Have you ever lost your joy in your Christian life?
你是否在信仰生活中失去过喜乐？
Do you have a heavy burden weighing you down?
你有快把你压垮的那样的重担吗？
Have you ever been discouraged?
你有否感觉到沮丧？
Have you been depressed?
有否感受到压抑？
Have you been in a situation when you say, "What is the point of following God?"
你是否曾经走到一个地步，你曾经自己向神说，我这样跟随神还有什么意义呢？
If you are a breathing, living human being, you certainly will say yes.To this question.
如果你还是一个喘气的活人的话，你对这些问题的回答一定是有的。
If you are a Christian,
如果你是基督徒，
you are all have been redeemed by the same Savior.
你们都已经被同一位救赎主救赎了。
Jesus Christ saves you all equally.
耶稣基督的拯救救恩对每个人是同等的。
There is no distinction in your salvation.
救恩在我们没有区别。
But having said that, we must remember that in our brokenness, in our sin, we are all different in our brokenness.
虽然这样说，但是我们作为被罪污染的罪人，我们的破碎、犯罪的程度是有不同的。
Why is that?
为什么会这样？
Because we have different family background, different genetics, different personalities, different environments that have shaped you, etc.
因为我们都有不同的家庭背景、遗传因素、性格，还有塑造我们成长的环境，这些都是不同的。
That is why we are all different in our brokenness.
这就是为什么我们破碎的程度是不同的。
The brokenness we have are different in shapes and in degree.
我们的破碎在形式上和程度上有不同。
For example, some are introverts and some are extroverts and some are in between.
比如说有人是内向型的，有人是外向型的，有人是适中型的。
In Western culture, we say this. Some see the glass as being half full and some see it as being half empty.
对，西方文化里有一个比喻，那么对同样是半杯水，有些人就认为是啊，已经满了半杯，那么有些人就觉得说，哎呀，少了半杯。
The introvert looks so much into themselves.
内向的人侧重于检视自己。
Some are more prone to depression more than others.
他们更容易陷入到一种抑郁的情绪中。
I know I am very prone to discouragement.
说他是自己倾向于一个沮丧的人。
I recognize I'm prone to have depression.
他经常觉得自己很容易变得心情压抑。
When the days are dark in winter, I often feel down in my emotion.
在这阴沉的冬日，他情绪，我们的情绪非常低，经常非常低沉。
I'm a person that see negatives more than the positives.
他说他经常看到事情的负面多于正面。
So, the term a depressed Christian is not a contradictory of term.
所以，陷入灵性低谷的基督徒不是一个自相矛盾的观念。
Meaning a Christian can be depressed.
意思是说，你是基督徒，你也有灵性低沉的时候。
Even a good Christian can be depressed.
好的基督徒也可能有心灵的压抑。
That is why the Bible, especially the book we are studying, is filled with story of people going through depression, going through discouragement.
这就是为什么圣经，特别是我们今天学习的诗篇里面，有很多这样的充满人性压抑、沮丧经历的故事。
And we must know this, a depressed Christian does not necessarily mean he is living in sin.
我们必须明白，一个灵性低潮的基督徒并不一定意味着他生活在罪中或者生活在不顺服中。
Now let me repeat, it is true that living in sin can bring guilt feeling and takes away your joy in Jesus, but the opposite is not true.
我要强调一下，生活在灵性的低潮里边确实会让你有罪疚感，或者是夺走你在主里的喜乐，但是反过来是不成立的。
Just because you are depressed, it does not necessarily mean that you are living in sin.
仅仅你因为心灵软弱，那并不意味着你总是生活在罪里。
Now, unfortunately, there are people who falsely teach that Christians are to be always happy emotionally. That is wrong.
不幸的是，有的时候有人会传这样的错误的道理，他说你是基督徒吗？那你就应该一直都有快乐的情绪，不是这样的。
I think that is why sometimes Christians who are discouraged, who are depressed, may not feel like coming to the church.
我想这可能是有些基督徒他们气馁，他们不愿意来到教会的原因。
They are afraid coming to church, they will be considered as a Christian who have failed or who have lived in sin.
他们不来是因为他们害怕被别人认为是一个失败的或者是犯罪的基督徒。
Today we are going to look into a psalm that addresses the issues of spiritual depression.
今天我们会一起来看一篇诗篇，它是一个陷入灵性低谷的诗篇。
It is a psalm of 42.
这就是第四十二篇。
God in His complete mercy has included this psalm in the Bible.
在神全然的恩慈之中，神把这卷列入了圣经。
A psalm which speaks about very real day-to-day experience of fallen human being.
这是一篇讲述堕落的人类十分真实的日常经历的诗篇。
This psalm teaches us what to do when we are spiritually or emotionally down or discouraged or depressed.
这里教导我们在当我们的灵性软弱、情绪低沉、沮丧或抑郁的时候，我们应该怎样做。
So let us read this psalm together.
让我们一起来读诗篇四十二篇。我们开始来。
神啊，
我的心切慕你，如露切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时的朝见神呢？我昼夜以眼泪当饮食。人不住的对我说：“你的神在哪里呢？”我从前与众人同住，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里。大家守节，我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。我的心哪，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因为他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。我的神哪，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地、从黑门岭、从米撒山纪念你。你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。我要对神我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？我的敌人辱骂我，好像在打碎我的骨头，不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？ 我的心哪、啊、你为何忧闷，为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因为我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
First, let us see what is happening to the writer of this psalm.
首先让我们看看对这个诗人来讲，他的生命中发生了什么事儿。
And see if you can identify with what he is going through.
你能判断他发生了什么事吗？经历什么吗？
And keep your Bible open. So in verse 3, the psalm is tearful. He is weeping, crying day and night.
请打开你的圣经，继续让我们来看，诗人正在流泪，正在痛苦，正在昼夜的呼求。这是第三节。
In verse 3, the psalmist loses his appetite. His tears are his food.
他说这个诗人他寝食难安，终日以泪洗面。
In verse 5, he is cast down, his heart is in turmoil.
第五节说，他说他的心中忧闷，他的心中烦躁。
In verse 9, he feels that God has forgotten him, he feels that God is far away from him.
九节他觉得神忘记了他，他觉得神离他是如此的遥不可及。
In verse 9, he is mourning, he is in sorrow.
九节我们看到他在呻吟，他在悲叹。
In verse 9 and 10, he feels the oppression and the mocking of the enemy.
九节十节中他感受到他的敌人的压榨和嘲笑。
In verse 10, he is even physically sick. He feels it in his body. He said that his bones are breaking.
十节呢 他说他身体状况也很不好，他的全身都不舒服。他说他好像骨头都碎裂了。
So this person is in deep, deep anguish.
那么这个人显然是落入了深深的愤怒悲伤的情感中。
Now let us see this psalm verse by verse.
让我们逐节来解析这一篇经文。
In verse 1, the psalmist recognizes that he is dry and thirsty.
诗人首先第一节诗人认识到他的他充满了干渴，又心中干渴。
He has no strength because he says he is thirsty.
他说他干渴难耐，他的浑身无力。
He needs refreshment for his soul.
他亟待灵魂的更新。
In verse 2, he recognizes that the thirst is the thirst for God.
在第二节，他承认说他饥渴，实际上是对神的饥渴。
So these verses 1 and 2 clearly tell us that this person is a believer in Jehovah.
经文清楚地告诉我们说，这个人他一定是一个耶和华的信徒。
So he is not a non-believer, he is a Christian.
他不是非信徒，他实际上是基督徒。
He recognizes what he needs is the Lord himself.
他承认他真正的需要是神自己。
So he is someone who loves God, someone who longs for God.
所以他是一个爱神的人，是一个渴慕神的人。
Like water to a thirsty deer, he says, so is Jehovah God to his soul.
他说，神对于他的灵魂来说，就如同于溪水对于干渴的鹿。
But he also feels that God is far away.
同时，他也感受到神很遥远。
He said, "Where shall I come and appear before God?"
他说，我几时得朝见神呢？
In verse 3,
第三节,
this person cries day and night.
我们看到这个诗人他不停地哭泣，日夜哭泣。
His tears are his food, he says, which also means that he cannot eat. He does not have the appetite.
他说他以泪做食物，这可能意味着他茶饭不思，毫无食欲。
All day long he hears men, perhaps his enemy, mocking at him.
整天他都听见有人，可能就是他的敌人在嘲笑他。
Now, this enemy, the psalmist says, may be a real enemy, a real person who is mocking at him.
诗篇说的这个敌人可能是一个真的一个敌人，或者一个真的人正在嘲讽他的人。
Or it may be a voice, an enemy of his soul that is mocking him.
或者也可能是他思想里边的一个假想的一个声音，一个敌人。
So the voice he hears.In his soul is mocking him. The voice say, "You are a Christian. You say you are a child of God. Look, where is God now for you?"
所以是在他思绪里面的这个敌人，可能是在正在向他 挑拨离间，说你说你是神的儿女，是基督徒，那么你的神在哪里呢？
Let's look at verse 4.
我们来看四节，第四节。
The writer remembers the time in the past when he was with the people of God worshiping God in the temple.
作者回想起了过去他和神的子民一起在圣殿中敬拜神的时光。
When his heart was glad when he could sing with the people of God.
那时候他的心中欢喜，他和神的子民一同在那里歌唱。
When he was worshiping with others who love God together in the temple.
当时他与爱神的人一起在神的殿中敬拜神。
And now that feeling is all gone.
现在他所有的喜乐失去了所有喜乐的感觉。
He feels that his faith is dry and his faith is weak.
他觉得他信心在枯干，他的信心是衰弱不堪。
In verses 5 and 6,
在第五六节，
Let's see this, what the psalmist is doing in these verses.
我们看看诗人在这里他在做什么呢？
We see here the suffering psalmist speak to himself.
我们现在看到那个受苦的诗人他在向自己说话。
Yes, he is talking to himself, to his soul.
他在自言自语向灵魂自己的灵魂说话。
First, he said this to himself. Why are you downcast?
他首先对自己说的就是你为什么萎靡不振？
So he was asking himself a question.
他现在在向自己提一个问题。
So this psalm tells us that it is good to ask ourselves a question.
诗篇告诉我们说，问我们自己一个问题实际上是有益的。
To ask yourself to evaluate the situation you are going through is good.
你问问你自己，评价一下你所面临的情况，对你有好处。
Because sometimes when you ask a question, you may realize that your situation you're going through, after all, is not that bad.
因为有时候如果你扪心自问的话，你可能会发现你所面临的那个情况其实没有那么严重。
When you re-evaluate the situation, it may turn out that your fear or your worry do not have a good reason.
当你检视你所处的环境的时候，你可能会意识到你的恐惧或者你的忧伤其实并没有一个充分的理由。
The second thing the psalmist did is to encourage himself.
接下来他又在鼓励他自己。
He preaches to himself.
他向自己讲道。
He tells himself about God's truth.
他向自己讲关于神的真理。
He says here, hope in God, praise him again because he is my salvation and my God.
他说神是我的盼望，我要不断地赞美他，因为他是我的救主，是我的神。
So God is your God.
所以神也是你的神。
God is not too busy. He is close to you. He is your God.
他从来不会忙得顾不上你。
Do not ever think that God is busy looking after the other 7 billion people and have no time for you.
千万别想象到神在照顾那些千百万的人已经焦头烂额，根本顾不上管你的事儿。
So this psalm teaches us a great truth.
所以这个诗篇告诉我们一个伟大的真理。
The truth is this.
那就是
In the midst of suffering, in the midst of depression, the suffering psalm speaks to his own soul.
所以这个真理就是在苦难当中，在属灵低谷里，这个受苦的诗人可以对自己的灵魂说话。
So here the Bible teaches us how we must speak to ourselves instead of ourselves speaking to us.
所以诗篇告诉我们说，我们应当不要让我们的思绪向我们讲话，而是要我们来向我们自己来讲话。
It is important to preach to your own soul the truth of God instead of letting your human thoughts dominate you.
那么向自己的灵魂来传讲神的真理是有意义的，不要让属肉体的这种杂念主导你的心思。
Because we spend far too much time listening to ourselves instead of speaking to ourselves.
我们都花了太多的时间在那里听自己说话，而不是向自己说话。
Let me repeat. Too often you allow yourself to speak to you instead of you speaking to yourself.
我再强调一遍，就是你太经常允许你自己对你说话，而不是你对你自己说话。
I'm not trying to be funny here.
这不是在搞笑。
And I'm not speaking something that is confusing or paradoxical.
也不是在讲什么困惑的自相矛盾的话。
Because I know, I'm sure you know what I mean.
我想你们都知道我说的意思。
Let me give you an example.
让我们来举一个例子。
When you wake up in the morning,
当你早上醒来
before you have done anything, there are thoughts in your mind that's coming to you.
你还没做任何的事情的时候，可能就有一些思念在你的脑中盘旋。
So these are thoughts that are speaking to you.
这就是一些思念在要向你讲话。
Now the psalmist here tells us that instead of letting yourself speak to you, you must speak to yourself.
诗人告诉我们说，与其让你的思念来游说你，莫如主动地向自己说话。
Question yourself.
问问你自己。
The psalmist here questioned himself. He said this to himself. Self, why are you downcast?
应该问问你自己。那么诗人就在这里诘问自己，他说，我的心哪，你为什么忧闷？
The psalmist also speaks to himself. Self, look to God.
诗人又在鼓励自己，他说，自己啊，应当仰望神。
Self, hope in God.
自己啊，神是我的希望。
Self, stop being downcast, stop being depressed.
自己啊，停止心烦意乱，停止心情压抑。
So preach to your own soul.
所以向你的灵魂来说话。
You say to yourself, self,God is faithful. God is in control.
像我们自己说，神是信实的，神在掌权。
God is reigning in His throne. God is my salvation. God is my God.
神一直坐在宝座上，神是我的救主，是我的神。
That is why, that is the way to renew your mind.
这就是更新你意念的方法。
Romans 12:1-12:2 says this, Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
罗马书十二章二节是这样说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So our old mind must be renewed.
所以我们的旧的思想应该被更新。
How do we do that?
怎么样来做呢？
By putting God's word, by putting God's truth into our mind.
就是把神的真理放在我们的心中。
By remembering God's truth,
通过牢记神的话语。
When I search in the Bible, the word which is translated "remember," there are over 200 verses in the Bible.
我们在圣经中要是搜寻那个翻译成英文 "remember," 就是记住、牢记这个词，一共出现了有200多次。
God wants us to remember.
神要我们牢记。
God wants us to put it into our mind, His truth.
神要让我们把他的真理放在我们的心中。
So do not let yourself speak to you, but instead speak to yourself.
所以不要让你自己向你说话，而是要向你自己说话。
Because your thoughts are not reliable.
因为你的意念不靠谱。
We are human and we are sinful and we can be deceived by our own thoughts.
我们都是人，我们都是有罪的人，我们经常会被自己的意念所欺骗。
And we can also be deceived by other people's thoughts.And what we see around us.
我们也可能会被他人的思想，或者是我们看到我们周围环境中的东西所欺骗。
So the Bible says that we must take our mind into captivity.
所以呢，圣经说我们必须把我们的意念送入到囚牢中。
2 Corinthians 10:5 says that we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought.Captive to obey Christ.
哥林多后书十
第四章第五节。
对，跟谢谢十章第五节，他说要将各样的计谋、各样的拦阻人认识神的那些自高之事一概都攻破了，又将人所有的心夺回。原文是放进囚牢，使他们都顺服基督。
Let the word of God.God's eternal, unchanging truth shape our mind instead of the other way around.
让神的话语，让他千古不变的真理来，影响我们的心，来激励我们的心，而不是让其他的东西影响我们的心。
Our thinking is not the truth, but God's word is.
我们的思想所思所念并非真理，上帝的话才是。
So you must speak to yourself God's truth.
所以要向神说，向自己说神的话。
We must speak to ourselves God's promises.
向自己说神的应许。
We must stop listening to ourselves.
我们应该停止倾听自己的意念。
Remind your soul of God's past faithfulness.
要让向你的灵魂去回忆，去述说过去神的信实。
What God has done in your life in the past?
神在过去在你的生命中做过什么呢？
In the midst of present darkness, we must need to recall God's faithfulness in the past.
在我们眼下所经历的黑暗时刻，我们需要来回顾神过去的信实。
You remember the story of Abraham?
记得亚伯拉罕的故事吗？
In Genesis 12, 13 and 22, you see that Abraham in his walk with God,He built four altars.
在创世纪的十二、十三、二十二章里边，你会发现亚伯拉罕在与神同行的过程中，他一共有四次在建筑祭坛。
Every time God has done something in Abraham's life, Abraham would build an altar.
每当神在他的生命中成就了什么事的之后，他就去建一个祭坛。
So an altar here serves as a physical landmark.
所以祭坛实际上是一个。具体的一个标志。
An altar in the Old Testament was made up of a pile of rocks.
祭坛在旧约中的祭坛都是用石头建成的。
So why did Abraham build altars?
为什么亚伯拉罕要建祭坛呢？
Abraham wanted to remind himself of God's goodness, faithfulness of God's promises.
所以他要提醒自己神的良善、神的信实和神的应许。
And Abraham reminded himself that God has called him.
他也要提醒自己，神是呼召了他。
So we too must remind ourselves of past faithfulness, goodness, and promises that God has kept for you.
我们也需要经常来用神过去的和一直保持的信实和慈爱来提醒自己。
You must remember that God so loved you.That he has given you his very best.
我们应该记住，神是如此的爱我们，他把他的最爱给了我们。
He gives you his only son, Christ, to save you from your sin.
就是他的爱子耶稣基督，让他来从罪中拯救我们。
He loves you so much.
他是如此的爱你。
And he will not fail you.
他的爱永不止息。
Remember this.So we can go through the time of darkness in our lives.
记住这一点，有助于我们走出生命的黑暗。
In verse 6,
在第六节
it says here, I remember you from the land of Jordan and Hermon, from Mount Mizar.
诗人说，我从约旦地黑门岭米撒山来纪念你。
The psalmist here says, he is in the land of Jordan or Hermon or Mount or.He is away from the land of Jordan, of Hermon, from Mount Mizar.
所以，诗人的意思是说，他曾经在约旦地，在黑门岭，在米撒山。
So he remembered Jerusalem, where the temple of God was, where God's presence was.
他也记得耶路撒冷，那里是有神的圣殿，有神的同在。
So it could be that the psalmist is displaced.Physically, in the places that is far away from Jerusalem.
所以这可能是他现在是身处耶路撒冷以外的很远的地方。
But it could be figuratively as well.
他也可能是在做比喻。
Maybe the psalmist feels that he is away emotionally and spiritually.
他可能他在感觉自己情感上和这个心灵上是一种远离的状态。
Being away from Jerusalem is like being in depression, in discouragement.
所以远离耶路撒冷，这是一个比喻，就是比喻我们在一种压抑和沮丧的状态中。
Losing his joy in God, losing his faith in God.
他失去了心中的喜乐，也失去了心中活力的源泉。
In verse 7, he says this, Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfall. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me.
第七节他这样描述，他说，你的瀑布发声。深渊与深渊就响应，你的波浪洪涛都漫过我身。
Pay close attention to this verse.
那我们注意一下这一节。
This psalmist in his time of depression recognizes one thing.
这个在灵性低谷挣扎的诗人，他意识到一件事情。
He says to God, "Your breaker and your waves have gone over me."
他对神说：“他说是你的瀑布深渊。”是你的波浪洪涛在漫过我身。
Do you see what he says?
看出他说的意思了吗
in his difficult time, in his sorrow, in his depression, the psalmist recognizes that God is in complete control. God is sovereign.
在他的困难、伤痛和压抑中，诗人承认神仍然在完全的掌权，神仍然在完全的掌控。
All the breakers and waves that come to him, they are yours, they are God's.
所有漫过他的瀑布、深渊和波浪洪涛都是神的。
The waves that come to him are God's.
那些波涛骇浪、惊涛骇浪也是神的。
They are from God.
都是来自神。
The waves that have come through, the waves come to him, come through the hand of God.
临到他身上的那些事情都是来自于神的手。
They are permitted by God to come to him.
它是上帝允许的。
The waves are ordained by God to happen.
这些风浪是神在他的生命中所命定的。
So the psalmist recognizes the absolute control of God in his life.
所以这个诗人就意识到在他生命中是神在绝对的掌权。
Whatever happened to him, it happened because God has allowed it, because God has planned it.
无论发生了什么都属于神允许发生的事神都计划了的事。
There is one important message this psalm is teaching us.
这首诗歌教导我们一个重要的道理。
It is this.
就是
You must believe that God is absolutely sovereign. God is absolutely in control.
所以你必须完全的确信神有绝对的主权，神在掌控着一切。
As a Christian, if you want to have comfort in the midst of suffering, you must remember that God is in control. God is sovereign.
作为基督徒，如果我们想在患难中得到真正的安慰，我们必须牢记，神在掌权，神在掌控。
In the midst of your suffering, in the midst of your trial, you can say this to God, God, this time is very hard for me, but I know you are sovereign, you are good.
在你的苦难中，在你的试炼中，你可以这样对神说，神啊，这次的考验对我来讲真的是很严峻。但是我知道你是作王掌权的神，你是良善的神。
Your hardship has come through me through your hand. You have allowed it. You have ordained it for me.
这个困难是来自于你的手，这个困难是你允许发生在我身上的，是你为我命定的。
Remember Romans 8:28?
我们来看一下罗马书八章二十八节。
let's read this once again.
我们再一次读这些经文。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按照他的旨意被召的人。
It says here, all things, everything, including your suffering, work together for your good.
这里说所有的事情，包括你生命中所经历的苦难，都是在为你的益处互相效力。
So the psalmist recognizes that he is not a victim of man's doing.
所以这个诗人认定自己不是一个人类错误的牺牲品。
He is not a victim of his circumstances or random event in his life.
他也不是他所处的环境或者是他生命中的随机事件的牺牲品。
The psalmist believes that behind all that is happening in his life is the strong hand of God.
所以诗人说他相信在所有发生的一切的事情的背后有神掌权的手。
The God who is in charge, the God who loves him so much.
这个掌权的神，这个爱他的神。
Behind all that thing that happened to him is the mighty hand of God with a purpose.
所有的事情都有全能神的旨意。
God is the God of purpose.
神是有旨意的神。
All that happens, happens for a good purpose, for a good reason.
所发生的一切都有一个好的理由，好的目的。
And this verse is for your good.
所以这里说这是为你的好处，为你的益处。
This is the promise for God's children.
这是神对于他儿女的应许。
And it's not a promise for everyone.
这不是一个对所有人的应许。
If you're not a Christian, this promise is not yours.
所以如果你还不是基督徒，这样的应许与你无关。
But for every child of God who has been redeemed and bought with the blood of Christ, this is a promise which cannot be broken.
所以对于每一个神的儿女，就是已经得到了拯救，是在基督宝血里得救赎的儿女来说，神的应许是立定在天，牢不可破的。
God is working even in your darkness, in your depression, in your sorrow, in your difficulties.
甚至在你所经历的黑暗时刻，在你的属灵幽谷中，甚至在你的忧伤里，或者是在你的艰难处境下，神都在工作。
Just like what happened in the life of Job.
所以就像在约伯生命中发生的。
Job went through a very severe suffering.
约伯经历了极大的苦难。
But what went on in Job's life was what God has permitted.
但是在他的生命中，这些灾祸呢，也是神允许的。
Satan had no power over Job without first asking permission from God.
如果没有先征得神的同意的话，撒旦是没有权利来整约伯的。
So too, in the life of every child of God, nothing, not a human being, not Satan, can do anything to you unless God, your Father, give permission.
所以在每个神儿女的生命中，没有任何人、任何事，甚至是魔鬼，能动你分毫，除非这是神爱你的天父所许可的。
Let's look at verse 8.
让我们来看第八节。
Here the psalmist reminds himself about God's truth.
诗人又在用神的真理来提醒自己。
About God's faithfulness.
他在提醒自己神的信实。
In Psalm 8, the psalmist says, God of my life.
八节诗人说，他是我的生命的神。
God is God of my life.
神，他是我的生命。
This verse tells us, very often in your suffering, there is a closeness with God that develops.
这节告诉我们说，在我们的苦难中，可能都能使我们与神更加的亲近。
Our growth in faith most often happens during times of sorrow.
我们信心的成长更多的是在经历伤痛的时候。
In good times, our heart very often forget about God.
在岁月静好时候，我们经常会忘记神。
But in time of suffering, very often a sweetness develops between us and God.
但是在痛苦中，我们更容易体验到与神之间那种关系的甜美。
The Bible tells us that God gives us difficult time that we may grow in Him.
圣经说，神赐下困难的原因之一，就是要让我们的灵命成长。
Let's read Psalm 119:67 together.
我们一起来读一读诗篇119:67。我为受苦以先走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
And also look with me at Psalm 23, one of the favorite psalms to many.
再让我们一起来看一下诗篇23篇，这是我最喜欢的诗篇之一。
I want to show you how difficult time produces closeness with God.
我要让你们来看一看，在如何艰难的时刻能使人与神更加亲密。
In verses 1-3, the writer addresses God as He.
在第一到第三节，这个作者呢是用他来形容神。
And then in verse 4, when the writer of the psalm goes through the valley of the shadow of death, he addresses God as you.
所以从第四节开始，当作者他说他经历了死荫的幽谷的之后，他开始用第二人称你来形容神。
In the valley, the psalmist feels the very closeness of God.
正是在死荫幽谷中，神才诗人体验到神亲密的同在。
The psalmist speaks God not as he, but as you.
所以他对神的称呼不再是一个他人的关系，而是一个亲密的你我关系。
Let's look at verses 9-10.
九十节。
We see the psalmist here is hearing the enemy mocking again.
我们听见诗人又听到了仇敌的嘲讽。
You see that the verses 9 and 11 are almost the repeat of verses 3 and 5.
尤其你注意到9到11节好像是在3到5节的重复，很相似。
The enemy again is mocking him.
仇敌又在冷嘲热讽。
This is always true in time of sorrow for us.
所以对我们来讲，在我们的忧伤中，这也是一个非常真实的。
We often feel a bit better and then we feel down again.
我们的情绪也是起起落落。
We get a bit relief, then we experience depression again.
我们时而感受到一些舒缓，然后心情又开始低沉。
We get up and then we fall again.
我们刚刚站起来就又跌倒了。
So the psalmist here is giving us a real picture of life.
所以诗人在这里所说的是我们人生的真实写照。
The sorrow, the depression in life can be like a cycle.
人生的忧伤和郁闷经常是周而复始的。
It comes and goes away and then comes again.
他来了，走了，然后又回来。
Now, pay attention, what does the psalmist do here?
让我们来注意诗人怎么做的。
He says this in verse 11.
他在第十一节这样说。
Again, the psalmist immediately followed the enemy's mocking by reminding himself again.
诗人在听到敌人的嘲讽之后，立刻就开始提醒自己。
You see the battle in the psalmist's mind here?
你看到诗人内心的征战了吗
？On one hand, he hears the enemy mocking him.
一方面，仇敌的嘲讽的声音萦绕在耳边。
The enemy is saying to him, "Where is your God?"
那仇敌在挑拨离间，说你的神哪儿去了
？What does the psalmist respond to that?
那么诗人是如何回应的呢
？He does not let his mind speak to himself, but again he speaks to himself.
他没有让自己的意念来主导自己，而是再次的向自己的心说话。
He preaches to his own soul.
他向自己的灵魂来讲道。
He reminds himself. He said, "Remember God's faithfulness."
他向自己，他提醒自己说，要牢记神是信实的。
So the psalmist encouraging himself to have faith and hope in God.
所以诗人鼓励他自己，要有信心，要拥抱盼望。
He encouraged himself in verse 11, telling himself that God is my God.
他在这里激励自己，在第十一节他说：“神是我的神。”
God is the one who will save me.
神是那位拯救我的。
The psalmist say, "I will yet praise him."
诗人说：“我还要敬拜赞美他。”
The psalmist speak to his own soul to praise God.
诗人在告诉自己的心要赞美神。
If you turn to Psalm 103 and verse 1 to 2, it says like this. Psalm 103, 1 to 2, it says here.
我们来看诗篇103篇1到2节，这样说。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit.
这里说，我的心哪，你要称颂耶和华，在凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。
So the psalmist command to himself, "My soul, praise God. Soul, praise God."
诗人在命令他自己的心，他说：“我的心哪，你要赞美神，来赞美神吧。”
So he may not feel like praising God, but he said, "Soul, let's praise God."
他也许情感上并没有赞美神的这样的意念，但是他仍然说，大声的命令自己要赞美神。
He may be too much in sorrow, but he command himself, tell himself to praise God.
他也许仍然沉浸在忧伤之中，他仍然。但是他还是要命令自己要赞美神。
So how shall I conclude here?
那我们怎么样来看总结一下
？I have five application I want to share with you.
我们有五个应用的方面，请大家一起来分享。
Remember some Romans 8:22 say this: For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pain of childbirth until now.
我们记得罗马书八章二十二节这样说：“我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。”
We live in a fallen world which is groaning.
我们生活在一个堕落的呻吟的世界。
Groaning, waiting for the final redemption when God will make it all new again.
我们都呻吟在等候那最后的拯救，那时候神要将一切都更新。
The Lord Jesus says in John 16:33 says, "In this world you will have tribulation."
主耶稣也在约翰福音十六章三十三节告诉我们说，在这个世上你们会有苦难。
This life on earth is indeed full of trials and tribulation.
世上的生命真是充满了试炼和苦难。
Life is never smooth.
是人生从来不是一帆风顺的。
The life may be smooth for a season, and then trial and sorrow will come.
也许你的生命中有片刻的顺利，但是试炼伤痛仍然如影随形。
The sorrow comes in different shape and for different duration.
忧伤会以不同的形式来临，会停留不同的时间。
No one knows.
没有人知道。
So what do we do?
那么我们应当怎么办呢
？When we go through rough time, when we go through discouragement, when our strength is gone, when our faith is dry.This is the time not to listen to ourselves, but we must listen to God.
当我们走过沮丧的时刻，当我们走过灵敏的幽谷，我们的力量有些枯干，我们的信心有些消退，我们似乎有些绝望。但是这个时候，我们要告诉我们自己，我们要向神来祈求。
The Psalm gives us a few lessons we need to take heed.
所以诗篇给我们几个功课，我们要一起来学习。
First, in time of difficulty, ask yourself question.
第一个就是当遇到困难的时候，问你一个问题。
Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me?
我的心哪，你为什么忧闷？为什么在我里面烦躁？
When you ask yourself question, you will be able to think rather than just let your feeling lead you.
当你在扪心自问的时候，你会思考，而不是让你的情绪左右你。
Because our feelings are often not reliable.
我们的情感经常是不可靠的。
Feeling is not a reliable measure of the real situation.
情感也不能提供我们对实际情况的一个可靠的测度。
Especially in dark time, your feeling is not reliable at all.
尤其是在黑暗痛苦之中，你的情感更不可靠。
In dark time, remember the truth that you have learned in the daytime.
身处黑暗的时候，请记住你在白日所学到的。
So for us, when you are in the time that is relatively good, remember to grow so that when the dark time comes, you have a strength to go through.
所以对我们来说，很重要的是我们在那个白日有光明的时候，我们要让我们自己来成长，好叫我们在黑暗降临的时候仍然能够站立。
Second, speak to your soul daily as often as you can.
第二点是你要向你的心灵说话。
Preach the truth of God into your mind, into your soul.
向你的心，向你的灵魂来传讲神的真理。
The truth of God is powerful. It's like double-edged sword that kills false belief and false thoughts.
神的道是有能力的，就像两刃的剑，它能击败，它能击溃那些虚假的信念和思想。
False thought that causes discouragement, depression, and hopelessness.
虚假的思想会引起你的心情沮丧、情绪压抑和悲观绝望。
The Holy Spirit of God performed a miracle.As God's truth enter into you,
当神的真理进入你的心的时候，圣灵就会做奇妙的事情。
Psalm 119:130 say this: The entrance of His word brings light.
诗篇119:130节这样说：神的话语一解开就发出亮光。
And that is how God does His work in you.
这就是神怎么样在你的生命中来做工。
The Holy Spirit always uses His word, the word that you put into your heart, to change you.
圣灵总是用神的话语，让神的话语进入你的心来改变你。
Therefore, we must learn to speak to our soul.
因此，我们要学着向自己的心灵来说话。
Preach the gospel, preach God's truth to yourself.
向你自己来传讲福音，来传讲神的真理。
Preach God's promises to yourself.
向你自己传讲神的应许。
Do not let yourself speak to you, but instead speak to yourself.
不要让你自己对你说话，而是你向你自己说话。
The third thing is this: It is important when you go to the time of spiritual low or depression that you are with the people of God.
第三点就是，当你在经历属灵低谷的时候，与属神的人在一起，这是非常重要的。
Do not cut yourself off from the fellowship or from Sunday from the small group.
不要切断你与弟兄姊妹的联系，不要停止主日的聚会，也不要中断小组的活动。
It is exactly because of this time in your life that you need each other.
正是在你生命中这个时间，是你最需要其他人的时间。
Our problem is often made worse when we are alone.
我们的情况会，如果我们在孤独中的时候，我们的情况会变得更糟。
We need to be surrounded by other Christians.
我们需要被其他的一些弟兄姊妹所围绕。
Now, when you come to Sunday, coming to worship is not just singing or listening to sermon.
如果你来到参加主日敬拜，不是仅仅来唱诗歌，而是来敬拜。
But we are meeting with God's people together, people who love the Lord.
我们实际上是和神约会，和神爱神的人在一起。
We draw strength from each other.
我们可以从互相之间来汲取力量。
So when you stand here and you see your brother or sister singing with their eyes closed, with their arms lifted, that encourages your soul, I'm sure.
当你站立在这里的时候，你看到弟兄姊妹他们在忘我的举手或闭着眼睛在歌唱的时候，你的灵魂会受到触动。
Fourth thing, the psalmist teaches us to always remember that God is sovereign.
第四件事情，诗篇教导我们要时刻牢记神的权柄。
God is in control of everything in your life, even this hard time.
神在掌控我们生命中所有的事情， 包括你所遇到的那个艰难。
The waterfalls, the waves, the breakers are God's.
像七节所说的大水、深渊、洪涛，其实都是神的。
God is sovereign behind everything which you are going through.
在你所经历的一切的背后，神永远作王掌权。
Everything which happens to you happens to accomplish God's good purposes for you.
在你生命中所发生的一切，都是神在你生命中有要得到益处的这样的事情。
Everything works together for your good.
为你的益处，神是万事都互相效力。
And lastly, I want to add this final truth.
最后，我想再加上一点。
Ultimately, God is the one who will keep you.
在终极的意义上来说，上帝才是保守你的那一位。
He is the one that is going to keep you for himself.
他保守你是因为是他的心意。
God is the one who is holding you with his strong hand all your life.
神是在你的一生中用他大能的手托住你的身。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Oh, sovereign God.
满有权柄的神。
You are a good God.
你是美善的神。
Your will is good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose.
你的旨意对爱你的人和蒙你的旨意被召的人是何等的美好。
You know this morning there may be those who are going through a difficult time.
你知道今天上午在我们中间可能有人正在经历艰难的时刻。
You see their tears.
你看见了他们的眼泪。
May you, Father of comfort, comfort them.
天父，求你用 从天来的安慰来安慰他们。
Hold them close in your strong hand.
用你的恩手把他们带在你的身边。
In Christ's strong name we pray.
奉救主满有能力的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.